Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Leo Varadkar's decision to hold the general election on a Saturday broke a 100-year-old tradition, but will it improve voter turnout? Claire McGing is a researcher in the Social Science Institute at Maynooth University. She's been looking at the research and she joins me now. Going to the polls on a Saturday, it's historic here, Claire, but it's quite common in other European countries, isn't it?
Good evening, Mary. Yes, I suppose in announcing that he was going to hold the general election on a Saturday, which took a lot of us by surprise, he has broken, as you say, with a 100-year tradition. But weekend voting is very common across our European counterparts. Germany, Spain, Portugal, all of these countries voted the weekend. Though interestingly, actually, it's more common for them to vote on Sunday than it is on a Saturday. You also have some countries, the Czech Republic being one example, that votes across 2 days on a Friday and a Saturday. But it is rare in an Irish context. It's only happened 3 times in history. Two of those occasions were referendum votes. The Children's Act in 2012, which actually had the third lowest referendum turnout in history at 33%. And at that time, Saturday voting was described as dead in the water by one cabinet minister. And the second Nice referendum too in 2002 registered a turnout of just under 50%. And I suppose on those two particular cases, we didn't see turnout rise. It's also interesting to note that there was a Tipperary South by-election in 2001 held on a Saturday, where there was a turnout of 58%. And interestingly, there was another by-election held in the very same constituency a year previously where the turnout was 58%. So in that case, it made no difference at all.
Right. Now, we know that it means the children will not have a day off school. That's probably relieved parents of a headache around childcare and so on. But apart from that, this question of whether, in fact, it is going to boost voter turnout, I mean, what are the signs that, I mean, this idea of home to vote and so on, will it work?
It's very hard to predict, to be honest, for a couple of reasons. I think that in general it should be welcomed, and I think that Taoiseach, he made a good decision to do it. You know, youth organisations, party youth wings have been advocating for this for a long, long time. As you say, schools don't have to close. It will be easier for parents who don't have to take a day off from work or increase childcare costs, etc. So on those particular issues, I think it's good. On turnout, in actual fact, the research is quite mixed as to whether or not the day in which voting is held increases voter turnout. And actually, three of the most recent studies, so these are three global studies that looked at this from an aggregate point of view, actually found that there was no difference made at all, whether or not all things considered. It also is important to bear in mind that, I suppose, the day on which we vote is one of only a number of different variables that account for and explain and predict voter behaviour. So a number of the key demographic issues relate to housing tenure, educational attainment, interest in politics, and all of these feed into a model that makes someone more or less likely to vote.
And I gather as well, Claire, that in a number of countries, not only do you have weekend voting, but you have automatic registering of voters as well, something we don't have.
No.
How does that work?
I mean, our electoral register, as the last couple of weeks have shown, is in need of desperate reform. And in fairness to the outgoing government, they did announce only about a couple of weeks ago that they were going to move in that direction. So I'm hoping that the next government will take that up. So many countries in Europe and elsewhere use automatic voting. So here, in order to become a voter, you have to register. The system is complex. There's loads of different forms. And the timing, as we've seen the last week, can be a bit off depending on when an election is announced. So many countries, including Sweden, Finland, Germany, Spain and Italy, all have automatic registration. And essentially what it means is that a voter, so it's linked to, I suppose, an ID you are given at birth or as a child. And once you automatically turn 18, you would then go on to the voting register, and it also would take into account for your citizenship status, should I say, are you able to vote in a national or local election. Now, the reforms that the government did proposed a couple of weeks ago does include a potential to link voter registration to the PPS number here. Now, that, as you can imagine, it will be controversial in some cases. Data protection experts will likely take issue with it. But I think some form where we can automatically register people will certainly help. It's also important to note that though we have very little research, to be honest, on non-voters, the CSO published a report in 2011 after the general election, and they found that of those who didn't turn out to vote, 35% of those who didn't turn out was because they weren't registered at all.
Would you care to put a figure on the percentage turnout we're likely to get in this election, given that it's a Saturday?
Oh, it can be dangerous, but I would think, I mean, look, nationally speaking, 2011, which was the big earthquake election, was at 70%. Now, when you compare that to our European counterparts, Germany's most recent election at 76%, Italy 73%, Germany 73%, and Sweden, for example, had 87% turnout. So in that election, we kind of went more to the European norm, and we fell 3 years ago to 65%. By had to put a figure on it, I would think probably in or around the high 60s, but who knows?
Who knows? We'll know on the 9th of February. Claire McGing from Maynooth University, thank you very much.